As you know, we have regular contributions from our holiday doc, Joe Supple. He comes in with all the bargains and in other times used to tell us about all his travels and things, but it's a little bit on hold at the moment. But what you probably don't know is the fantastic fundraising effort that Joe Supple, particularly with others, do every year for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. He's been doing it for many years, but this year, of course, it will be different. So to let him, you know, brag a little bit about what he's done in the past, but I know that wasn't the motivation. He's going to tell us that first and then about this year's different way of raising money for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Joe Supple, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Declan, and to your listeners. How are you?
Thanks for joining us, and I know you're going to talk to us about cooking up a storm. For people who don't know, you think you're the fun guy who comes into us, talks about holidays. Tell us about the last, is it 25 years now, of this amazing lunch you do?
It is, Declan. I set it up 25 years ago for the Rape Crisis Centre. I was introduced to two girls in there, Annie and Colette, and they were just talking about, you can imagine 25 years ago, we're in a very living in a very different environment now than we were then. And I just wanted to do something for them when I heard the work that they do. So I set up this charity lunch, which has been running for 25, it's gone from strength to strength. The lunch would have started off maybe with about 70 people. And now we're up to, we would have been up to about 190 people in the Western Hotel. We have some fantastic sponsors. And the lunch has raised over 2.5 million for the charity in 25 years. Directly and indirectly, which has just been like phenomenal, and it's very much in the social calendar for everyone who contributes to the actual event every year. So, unfortunately, this year we had a really good sponsors on board for this year's event, which is due to take place on September the 18th. And 2 weeks ago, I was utterly devastated. We had to make a decision just with social distancing and everything going on that it just would not be possible to run the event this year in the Western. So I spoke to the girls in the Rape Crisis Centre and explained the situation, and they gave me a very, very sad and moving story, Declan, that I had to do something because, you know, I was thinking with you know, their vital services they do, because obviously you can't have one-to-one contact now for counselling for people. So normally if somebody in, you know, Galway or Cork, they'd be led to their local centre. So everything is done now in a 24-hour helpline. And counselling is done on the phone, but of course it's very difficult because obviously it's finding the right time to talk to victims and try and help and support them. And also, previous victims of rape or sexual abuse that maybe happened prehistorically a year ago or 10 years ago, and because we're all sort of living in dark times with more time to think about things, their resources are completely stretched. They're getting a lot of those calls as well. So it's a really tough time. And then they also lost the Women's Mini Marathon, which would be a good fundraiser for them. Between my own event, Women's and the Women's Mini Marathon, and also a big golf classic they do, their three big events were knocked in the head this year. So with that in mind, I said, let me put my thinking cap on and see if I can come up with anything. And I know a lot of people are doing like virtual cycles, walks, doing a lot of stuff for charities. So I came up with a concept called Cook Up a Storm, and the reason being because I suppose we're all living in a storm at the moment, and everyone's cooking, everyone's baking. I'm seeing it every day on social media, and it's great what people are putting up, you know, their food, what they're doing, and baking, and banana bread, and everything. So, me being me, I started making a couple of calls. I spoke to Jerry Clark and Sally Ann Clark, the famous Michelin star chef, owner of Le Cravan restaurant, who would be very good supporters of the event. I pitched it to them and said, what do you think? And they said, well, absolutely, whatever you want, we'll do it, which was really, really good. It was a great start to it. So then we worked out that Derry would do a dish, like a 15, 20-minute cooking demonstration once every week for 4 weeks. And we're actually launching the whole thing on Monday, even though the actual I Donate stuff is open where people can get involved themselves. So from there, it's sort of taken legs. I thought, well, okay, great that Derry's doing it, and great, you know, whatever. Let me try and pull in a few celebs, a few personalities, and see what they can do. So what I've set up is personalities, celebrities will do a one-minute video every week for 4 weeks, and they'll put it out on their social media. And basically, it'll be a picture of them in front of their picture of their finished dish. So there's no cooking involved for them because, you know, celebrities and personalities don't have time, Declan, to be doing cooking and cooking demonstrations.
I learned that from you, yeah, but go on.
Yeah, I learned exactly, learned from the best. And you know what, Declan, people are being so supportive. I have my regular supporters who would do stuff for us, you know, generally every year with the actual charity event. But suddenly it's snowballed. Like, we're launching next week and people are so giving to it. And I've seen one or two of the videos, which are the demo ones, and they're actually very funny as well. Some of them have a good old character. But, like, we have the Happy Pear twins on, Rosanna Davis of Miss World, Nora Casey, Lorraine Keane, Kathy Kelly, the writer, good friend of yours. Sir Ian Botham is coming on board first for me. Norma Sheehan, the comedian and actress, John Healy from the restaurant, Rebecca Storm, Dylan Bradshaw. So we have a huge Amanda Brunker, of course, who would normally be the MC for lunch. She's doing it as well. Andy McFadden, the Michelin star chef, has come on board as well. So we have a really good lineup of people who are going to be putting it out there, doing their bit every single week for us. And so for people who want to donate, I mean, as I said, the Rape Crisis Centre services are really stretched at the moment. They can go to idonate.com/cookupastorm. So it's idonate.com/cookupastorm, and they can donate there. But the great thing about the public is, public can get involved as well. They can put up their own posts of their pictures. They can nominate their friends to put up their pictures. And again, Declan, I pulled in a couple of few little prizes to entice people. And very
of course
kindly,
you did.
So,
yes.
The Aqua Suites in Lanzarote, which is a beautiful hotel. I was only there just prior to COVID-19. They very kindly put up a week for two people, half board, in their beautiful hotel there. It's worth a couple of €1,000. The Blue Book, which is Ireland's Blue Book, have very generously put up a €500 voucher that can be used in Michelin star restaurants, castles, hotels. It's a really good product. Katrina Handy, the famous Irish designer who lives in the UK, has very kindly put up a designer piece as well. And John Healy, from the restaurant, the television programme, he runs Susie Street in Dublin, has very kindly put up a prize as well. So we have some great prizes. So people can post their own thing up. Again, we will have a hashtag, which is Cook Up a Storm, TRCC. So anyone who gets involved in it, whether they like, share, put up their posts, nominate their friends, of course, as well. So it's going to be a great fun thing to do. It's very different, Declan. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
The times we're living in.
I mean, the thing about your lunch that was there every year for the last 25 years, it wasn't that you were begging people to come along. You were turning people away. There was a waiting list every year for one of the biggest social events of the year. And no matter, you know, talk nicely to Joe, Joe say, I'm sorry, you know, I've already 20 people ahead of you on that list to join. So, I mean, it was so much in demand.
It was, Declan, and, you know, we were so lucky. Like, even I was thinking about during the whole sort of, you know, the boom and bust in Ireland, we survived. A lot of charity events were cancelled and because people couldn't be seen to be sort of spending money or going to events. We were oversold every year, and I people who come back to me year after year saying, well, why can't I get a table? I'm on the list for the last 5 years. I'm going, because we don't have. Like, occasionally we get, you know, somebody who they're going to a wedding or on holidays, and we have a list of people, huge waiting list for it. I mean, if people go along, we really spoil them. They get the best of food. We have great sponsors. The event is really, really good. But the people who give them the day, we have an auction as well. And again, you know, we would have had problems with that this year. I mean, the travel business is suffering really badly, the whole industry. So, you know, a lot of people would put up like things like beautiful cruises, 7-night cruises that we auction off, beautiful 5-star holidays with flights and everything. And because the whole travel industry was going to be quite difficult, that side of it as well. But obviously with the social distancing was the biggest thing for us. And I just thought, you know, having 185 people in a room, it's just impossible to do. So I'm hoping this is going to raise really good funds for the Rape Crisis Centre. I'm really excited about it. Anyone who's got involved in this, like, as I said, all walks of life have come into it, from sort of sports to TV personalities to, as I said, Doreen Botham is doing his own bit for it. As he said to me on the phone, whatever I can do for you, dear. I said, okay, great. So it's going to take off very well. Of course, Declan, you might be doing your own little bit of baking and a bit of cooking and putting it up as well.
Well, I'll talk to the staff about that. That's might be a good idea, Joe. We'll see how it gets on. You know, so because it's a fabulous cause, and I know you work very hard. You're working nearly the whole year at this normally, so a bit of a blow this year. But I think you've pulled it out of the fire as such with Cooking Up a Storm. So the details are available where?
The details are available. If people want to go, they can go to idonate.com/cookupastorm. We will be updating all the pages, and we will have, and then on Facebook and that, and on social media, We'll be putting up dedicated pages to that as well. So everything will, as I said, will be kicking off on Monday. We're going to be having great fun, different celebrities putting up their videos of their little cook and obviously supporting the charity. And of course, for people who want to get involved, we will have the details up there on the iDonate page. So basically, people just need to put the link up on their own social media posts, whether it's baking, cooking, and then they can nominate their friends, three or four friends, maybe five friends if you have them, nominate your friends to put up their favorite bake or their favorite dish. So, as I said, Declan, the more I've been looking at social media, people are putting up pictures every day because people are a bit bored and they're working from home and they're cooking all this amazing food and baking the most incredible stuff that, you know, it's nice to share it, and also, you know, they have a chance of winning some amazing prizes as well, which is a great thing. But also they're supporting a really good charity that really, Declan, is in dire need at the moment. I mean, I know all the charities in Ireland are suffering, but their resources certainly are very stretched at this time.
Thank you, Joe. And this fundraising for the Dublin Brave Crisis Centre, Joe's been doing for the last 25 years to great success. This year is different. Cook up a storm and have a look at that. I'm sure if you even Google it, you'll come to the right links for it. Well done, Joe. Keep in touch anyway with how things are going towards the whole thing of rolling this out. Good to talk to you, Joe. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's the Holiday Jack, Joe Supple. Morning Show at East Coast FM.